Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. For decades, a store along K Street in Old Sacramento has provided generations of visitors with eccentric novelties, toys, and more. Evangeline's Gift Shop and Costume Mansion first opened in 1974 in the historic Howard House. And this year, the store is marking a big milestone, 50 years of business. Throughout July, Evangeline's is hosting a celebration to mark its anniversary. And joining us now to talk more about its history is Deborah Chasse, the owner of Evangeline's. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, let's start by talking a little bit about the history of Old Sacramento when Evangeline's first got its start. Take us back in time. What was that like when the store opened?
Well, Old Sacramento was recently redeveloped, so we were the first tenants in that building, the Howard House. On the same day, they opened D.O. Mills Restaurant and Discotheque above us on the second and third floors. We eventually, years later, took over that space when my husband and I purchased the building in 2000, but we had no idea about what the future would hold at that point. But Old Sacramento was a very interesting place, beautiful, all the buildings newly restored. And my mother, in 1974, she was wanted to have an antique store with the traditional gifts and antiques, and it was the perfect setting. She had connections in the antique business, so she opened the store and was welcomed there.
Well, tell us more about your mother and her decision to open it. I mean, that's a big decision. Tell us a little bit of the history of Evangeline's.
Well, she'd always wanted to open a store and be in business for herself. At first, she thought she would open a clothing store, so she worked at in a high-end dress shop. And then she didn't like it at all. She said the sales ladies were very cutthroat on their commissions and they would steal your customers. So instead, she always loved antiques. And that was a big fad in the late 70s. So she jumped right on that.
And she had her own place. She could set her own rules and not have to worry about the other folks. Tell us where the name Evangeline's comes from.
Oh, that's my mother's middle name.
Your mother's middle name. Mm-hmm. Very good. So what is it about Old Sacramento that draws people in, and how has that helped support Evangeline's over the years?
Well, it's been terrific. I can't imagine our success, being the same and in a different look. We're so connected to that beautiful historic building and to the area. It's a big draw. People may not realize that we get a lot of international tourists. The Railroad Museum is a big draw. And Germans seem to be very interested in the gold rush.
Wow. Who would have known?
They are. They're very interested. And we do get a lot of international tourists. It's terrific. And then also in Old Sac, it's a day trip. People bring their families here from out of town. They'll either come with their family or with their young children or on a date, somewhere where they can have a meal, walk around, and enjoy themselves. So our whole clientele and our merchandise mix really allows for people to spend. I can see on Google it says that our average stay in the store is over an hour.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's a real connection both to Old Sac and to the store itself if they're spending that much time there.
Right, right.
That's great. Well, tell us a tiny bit more of sort of the history of how you came to take over the business. And how did that change Evangeline's?
Well, I was just 19 at the time, and I was just working at the store on the weekends and not really all that interested in the store. But over the years, I started to take on more responsibilities and started doing more buying and buying things that I liked and playing music that I liked. And it was younger and edgier, too. My mother's very traditional. She wasn't really that comfortable with edgy humor like I was. So she retired in 1985, and she was tired. She raised a big family and she was done at 65. So she handed me the keys. I said, okay, I'll try.
You've been running the show since 1985. Yeah. That's great. That's quite an accomplishment. Okay, let's talk about Halloween and costumes. Your store is really known for its Halloween costumes. Where did the idea for that come from?
Well, we became like a novelty store. We had things that, and we also started focusing on like alternative crowd. So we had hair dye, and this was before Hot Topic and that kind of thing. So we just had a lot of interesting merchandise. People would come to the store to buy this colored hairspray and punk, you know, spike collars for Halloween. And we noticed this. We would sell out of anything that was like costume related. So we bought more and more and more. Halloween is very seasonal. People wait to the very last second. 2 weeks out, that's when we sell most of our merchandise.
I was going to say, 2 weeks out. That's probably where you guys get in the black for the year,
I would imagine. We prepare all year. You should see our basement right now preparing, and it's all for this last 2 weeks.
You were talking a little bit about some of the customers that would come in and their buying habits. So how have the tastes and the clientele changed over the decades at your store, and have certain things stayed the same?
Well, okay, sure. In, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, plus sizes were rare, and people complained. We have an abundance of larger sizes now. We go 2X, 3X, 4X, and some things 5X and 6X. So that's great for larger people. And there isn't so much kind of shame around sexy costumes. At first, people were just like, oh, I just don't like that. It's too sexy. Well, okay, it's too sexy for you. But other people, they like to be sexy. So let them be sexy. That's our attitude, is you can dress however you like. And so
I have something for everyone.
Yeah, and I don't hear that complaint anymore, that it's too sexy. Or too scary, because horror films, it really changed over the pandemic. And people are very interested in the classic horror films. So apparently not too scary.
That hasn't changed. So horror still sells, mm-hmm, whether it's mm-hmm. 1985 mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. 2024. You guys have a glow-in-the-dark room. That's mm-hmm. that's been there for quite a while. What's the draw there, and why has that stayed?
We never gave up on it. We always had a glow-in-the-dark area, and then we created a whole room because I love to see the kids in there, and it's just magical for them. And they'll just sit on the floor and look up, and they just love it. But, yeah.
You're holding a month-long celebration of your 50th anniversary. What kind of celebrations do you still have planned to commemorate Evangeline's?
Well, we're discounting a number of iconic, like, 70s products that we have carried since opening, the Kit Kat clock and all of our mood rings and lava lamps and various other things that we're kind of known for, whoopee cushions.
I think we need to pause and let our audience know you're wearing three different disco ball chains right at the moment. Yeah. So, yes, just an idea of the selection and what you're talking about here. Yeah. And you have a Kit Kat clock right here on our table as well, which is wonderful. And then, so any more sort of celebrations or think events people can look forward to for the 50th?
Well, we have a little newspaper that people can pick up, and in there on the back page is Secrets Revealed, because we have a number of interactive things that aren't labeled. So you need the newspaper in order to have fun. Or some people already know, and they bring their friends and family in, and, oh, you've got to do this, you've got to push this button, and you have to see this. So we've kind of let it out for the month of July.
So go pick up a newspaper.
Yes.
I think that's a
yes.
great idea. In our last minute or so here, what's been your favorite part of running Evangeline's for all of these years?
Well, every day it's a new adventure. It really is. You know, whether it's you know, new product. I'll try to stay positive here, but as a small business person, you know, there's like, we had computer problems yesterday. It's like, you never know what it's going
to
be.
Yeah, the global pandemic you had to deal with. Yeah.
Recessions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough. I mean, how has business been? Has it, I'm sure it's ebbed and flowed, but in recent years, has it come back?
Oh, yes, for sure. After the pandemic, it was a big surge. And now we're getting to normal right now. Inflation makes people a little stingier with their money, and we're being careful to keep our prices, you know, low so that... And Evangeline's, it's never been a place for high prices. Now, the Costume Mansion, you could spend a lot up there, for sure.
Well, Deborah, thank you so much for telling us about this. Thank you for joining us, and congratulations on 50 years in business.
Thank you so much.
Deborah Chassé is the owner of Evangeline's, located in historic Old Sacramento. The well-known gift and costume shop is celebrating its 50th anniversary with a month-long celebration throughout July. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.